ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and the standing between the living and the dead, memorial and devotional family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 160, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day, in chronological order with my family. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history through the Word of God. Today, beloved, we are reading Leviticus chapter 22. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I praise you and I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And I humbly ask that you would give us spiritual, mental, and physical strength, unction and anointing by the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word, to understand it, and to apply it to our lives, to teach it to others, and to preach the gospel to those who are not saved. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. And Lord, we even pray that souls would be saved today. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great joy, blessing, and pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. Leviticus chapter 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name in those things which they hallow unto me. I am the Lord. Say unto them, Whosoever he be of all your seed among your generations that goeth unto the holy things which the children of Israel hallow unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. What man soever of the seed of Aaron is a leper, or hath a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he be clean. And whoso toucheth anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goeth from him, or whosoever toucheth any creeping thing whereby he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may take uncleanness, whatsoever uncleanness he hath, the soul which hath touched any such shall be unclean until even, and shall not eat of the holy things, unless he wash his flesh with water. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterward eat of the holy things, because it is his food. That which dieth of itself, or is torn with beasts, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. I am the Lord. They shall therefore keep mine ordinance, lest they bear sin for it, and die therefore. If they profane it, I, the Lord, do sanctify them. There shall no stranger eat of the holy thing, a sojourner of the priest, or an hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing. But if the priest buy any soul with his money, he shall eat of it, and he that is born in his house, they shall eat of his meat. If the priest's daughter also be married unto a stranger, she may not eat of an offering of the holy things. But if the priest's daughter be a widow or divorced and have no child and is returned unto her father's house as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's meat. But there shall be no stranger eat thereof. And if a man eat of the holy thing unwittingly, when he shall put the fifth part thereof unto it, and shall give it unto the priest with the holy thing, and they shall not profane the holy things of the children of Israel, which they offer unto the Lord, or suffer them to bear the iniquity of trespass when they eat their holy things, for I, the Lord, do sanctify them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron, and to his sons, and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, Whatsoever he be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers in Israel, that will offer his oblation for all his vows, and for all his freewill offerings, which they will offer unto the Lord for a burnt offering. Ye shall offer at your own will a male without blemish, of the beeves, of the sheep, or of the goats. But whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. pardon me. And whosoever offereth a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord to accomplish his vow, or a freewill offering, in beeves or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having a wind or scurvy or scabbed, ye shall not offer these unto the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the altar unto the Lord. Either a bullock or a lamb that hath anything superfluous or lacking in his parts, that mayest thou offer for a freewill offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. Ye shall not offer unto the Lord that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut, neither shall ye make any offering thereof in your land. Neither from a stranger's hand shall ye offer the bread of your God of any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes be in them. They shall not be accepted for you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, When a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, and from the eighth day and thenceforth it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And whether it be cow or ewe, ye shall not kill it and her young both in one day. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. Ye shall leave none of it until the morrow. I am the Lord. Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Neither shall ye profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord which hallow you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, have your holy word to find a deep lodging place in our hearts. And Lord, help us by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit to be holy because you're holy. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Spurgeon's classic book titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 452. The scripture passage that he chose for us, devotionally speaking, today is Genesis chapter 9, verse 15. And it reads, And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. Mark, Spurgeon goes on to say, mark the form of the promise. God does not say, And when ye shall look upon the bow, and ye shall remember my covenant, then I will not destroy the earth. But it is gloriously put, not upon our memory, which is fickle and frail, but upon God's memory, which is infinite and immutable. The bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant. Oh, it is not my remembering God, it is God's remembering me, which is the ground of my safety. It is not my laying hold of his covenant, but his covenant's laying hold on me. Glory be to God. The whole of the bulwarks of salvation are secured by divine power, and not our feeble power. And even the minor towers, which we may imagine might have been left to man, are guarded by almighty strength. Even the remembrance of the covenant is not left to our memories, for we might forget, but our Lord cannot forget the saints whom he has graven on the palms of his hands, if you will. It is with us as with Israel in Egypt. The blood was upon the lintel and the two side posts. But the Lord did not say, "When you see the blood, I will pass over you. But when I see the blood, I will pass over you." Glory be to God. My looking to Jesus brings me joy and peace, but it is God's looking to Jesus which secures my salvation and that of all his elect, since it is impossible for our God to look at Christ, our bleeding surety, and then to be angry with us for sins already punished in him. No, it is not left with us even to be saved by remembering the covenant. There is no Lindsay Wolsey here. Not a single thread of the creature mars the fabric. It is not of man, neither by man, but of the Lord alone. We should remember the covenant, and we shall do it through divine grace. But the hinge of our safety does not hang there. It is God's remembering us, not our remembering him. May I say glory be to God again. And hence the covenant is an everlasting covenant. Glory be to God. Let's pray. Holy Father God, in this early morning hour, how wonderful and how fabulous it is to read your holy word with your servant, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, and to be so blessed in the early hours of the morning to be reminded of this truth. And quite frankly, Lord, I don't know of anybody else who put it like Spurgeon, that you're the one who looks at the blood and looks at Christ and secures our salvation. All I can say once again, Lord, is glory be to God, glory be to you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. All right, for our standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional family that have been with us now for over 350 days. Even though I'm on a break, God allowed me to take a break, and I needed it, and I give him the glory for it. But I'm still, this is a working break, a working vacation. I'm still doing what, by the grace of God, I can. So let's read one of the family verses, what I call the family verses from Ephesians 5 through 6. And we're just going to read one verse today, Ephesians 5:33, where God speaks to the husband and the wife. "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." Shall we pray for others? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for all people who name the name of Christ. And Lord, help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent all of our wicked ways. And Holy Father God, I pray for everybody who's in government, in the ministry of government, from the president on down, and presidential leaders all around the globe. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Lord, for the salvation of all of these people who are lost, and revive those who are saved. We pray that you'll cast the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from their minds. And Lord, help them to lead in the ministry of government so that we can lead peaceful and quiet lives. And all around the world, we pray that you'll protect those and bless those who are being persecuted all around the world and deliver them from their present situation according to your will. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick. If they meet your conditions, we pray that you'll comfort those who are grieving. Draw them to yourself for salvation and comfort. And Lord, we pray for a few by name. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of New Jersey Dr. Rajinder Kapila. We pray for the family and friends of Wisconsin Crossing Guard Linda Love. We pray for the family and friends of Virginia Navy Sailor Michael Wilson. We pray for the family and friends of Illinois resident Alan Sporn. We pray for the family and friends of Indian Deputy Mayor Maku Nagalakshmi. And Lord, we pray for people who have sent in prayer requests as well. We pray for Patrick. Please bless him to move to a warmer, drier climate and give him the right woman to marry. We pray for Rhonda. Please deliver her from deep depression. We pray for Jensen. Please deliver him from evil spirits and their works. Deliver him from loneliness and give him healing, health, blessing, and the Holy Spirit's anointing in his mind, soul, body, and life. Give him complete deliverance and healing in his mind and thoughts, and bless him with a good business, house, and a happy life filled with your promises. We pray also for all of the people who've gotten saved through the ministry, all people who've rededicated their life through the ministry. We pray for Sophia, Avalyn, Atara, Camunto, and Bizzuri. We pray now for the people who have committed their lives to you. Help these people all to grow in the faith and to stand firm in the faith and never go back to a backslidden situation. We pray for Rose, Kelvin, Anyanyi, Rob, and Anthony. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. God bless you, dear friends, until next time. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son, "to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins, because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed." Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, "but have everlasting life." So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life. And that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to gospellightsociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on, I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.